When it comes to how Americans are feeling about the war between Israel and Hamas, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds they are broadly supportive of Israel. It also found notable generational and racial divides. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has been going through the data. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Ari.
What did the survey show about Americans' attitudes about the war?
Well, we found that two-thirds want a strong public show of support by the U.S. government for Israel on so many political questions. You know, we talk about a political divide, but in this, there really isn't a very big one here. You know, big majorities of Democrats and Republicans want the same thing. Independents are a little more lukewarm, with about a third saying that the U.S. should do or say nothing. But the real split here is by age and by race. Younger Americans, those under 45, much less likely to say that they want a strong show of support publicly from the government for Israel. Just 48% said that, compared to 78% of people 45 or older. We saw that the older people were, the more they wanted that support for Israel, and the reverse was also true. You know, when it comes to race, 72% of whites want that strong show of support, but just 51% of non-whites said the same.
Okay, so not much of a difference by party on this question, but younger voters and non-white voters are key parts of the Democratic base. Mm-hmm. Has that changed how the Democratic Party has approached Israeli-Palestinian tensions over the years?
Well, it's interesting because for the first time this year, Gallup found that Democrats' sympathies lie more with Palestinians than with Israel, and that was driven by younger voters. Of course, this conflict isn't simply about Israelis and Palestinians, but heinous acts committed by a terrorist group embedded in a heavily Palestinian area.
And how do Americans feel about Israel's response to this attack from Hamas?
Well, it's early, but so far a plurality, 44%, think Israel's response has been appropriate. About a quarter each, though, think that their response has either been too much or too little. And we're seeing some familiar divides on this, with some Democratic-leaning groups, like those who live in big cities and younger voters, much more likely to say that the response has been too much as compared to Republican-leaning groups, like white men without college degrees and white evangelical Christians, who are more likely to say that it's been too little. But again, we're still in the very early days of this, so a lot can change on this question. But one thing that stood out is that 8 in 10 people in the poll said that they're worried about this spreading to a broader regional conflict.
What do people say in the poll about how President Biden is handling all of this?
Well, President Biden has voiced pretty full-throated support of Israel, arguably more than any past president that we've seen recently. But even though broad majorities say that's what they want, Biden is not benefiting politically here at all. 52% say that they disapprove of his handling of the situation, which, by the way, reflects his overall approval rating, because 52% also say they disapprove of the job he's doing overall. So clearly, what we're really seeing is that the political divide, you're not able to break through that simply by doing something that most people are saying that they want, at least to this point. You know, 7 in 10 people say that they're paying attention, so a lot of this could change going forward.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.